says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial.
Stand up for me. State your peace tonight. Stand up for me. State your peace.
We begin hour number two of Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is November 27th, 2022. We have open phone lines. It's going to be a quiet night tonight. Sometimes that's nice. 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Got a lot of stuff. I got lots of stuff. I can go on forever and ever unless you stop me with a phone call. So where do we go next? Oh, well, let's go on the light side here. Let's go on the fun side for a little bit here before I get into some COVID stuff. Dave Chappelle, did you happen to see that last week? Not this Saturday, but the prior Saturday. Dave Chappelle on Saturday Night Live. Funny how we did a little switch on his monologue with Lorne Michaels, the creator of Saturday Night Live. Back when Saturday Night Live was the best, back in the days of Chevy Chase and Gilda Radner and many others, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, Jane Curtin. They're just a talented, talented group of people, kind of like the Seinfeld back then, but very, very funny. Not so much political, but when they were political, they might be politically correct. They weren't liberal, but they've gone off to the liberal side now, progressive, radicalized liberals. And I don't watch the show. I haven't watched the show really in years and years. I don't know, 20 years maybe. The only reason I wanted to see, I watched just a little bit the opening. I wanted to see the monologue. I wanted to see what Dave Chappelle had to say, backing up Kane Yes, who is now going by Ye. I'm not sure why he wants to go by Ye. Seems more appropriate to go by Yo. Yo-Yo, you know, he's a rapper. But he's going by Ye. But evidently the media is going after him for comments he made to say that he's an anti-Semite. I didn't get that from anything he said. What he did say was how Jews control Hollywood, the entertainment industry. And it's a fact. It's a fact. You can point this out and say, he's not lying when you say this is the truth. So Dave Chappelle goes on and he hands Lorne Michaels a monologue script here of what he was going to talk about. Evidently, he pulled the old fast one on him and he pulled out the original material he's planning on doing. And he did. He talked about Kane West, and talking about the Jews. The Jews. And he said, well, you know, certain people can say things and some certain people can't say anything. And whether it's true or not, you don't have that right. As somebody else has that right, you don't have that right. And he says, I've been in Hollywood a long time. I forget how many years he talked about being in Hollywood and in the entertainment industry. And he says, you know, there's a lot of Jews in the entertainment industry. It's a fact. It's a fact. There are a lot of Jews in the entertainment industry. And he could have gone on much further. There's a lot of Jews in every industry of control. There really is. The financial sector, Wall Street, the banking system. They're controlling the mainstream media big time. They control Hollywood. Did I miss one? I don't think I did. I think I got everybody. And it's a fact. You know, here a low percentage of the population being Jewish, but those very powerful, wealthy, billionaire Jews do control everything that that really matters. Everything that really matters. It's a fact. And when you point that out, somebody says, well, how dare you say that? You can't say that. Why not? It's the truth. Well, you can't say that. You're an anti-Semite. No, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. This is what I know. It's a fact. As a matter of fact, I've played clips on this network before of very prominent, powerful Jews in the industry, one industry or another, who actually come out and brag and saying, we control the financial sectors. We control Wall Street. We control the banking. We control Hollywood. We control the mainstream media. We control Washington. I think that's what I missed. We control the politicians, Washington. We control it all. Okay, these are they're bragging. This is the bragging that I could show you or play for you in a clip. So if I repeat what I've just heard, how does that make me out to be an anti-Semite? I'm telling the truth. I didn't fabricate anything. I didn't make this stuff up. The agents in Hollywood who look after all these Hollywood snobs, their agents are Jewish. They get a nice cut from the contracts, the deals. And Hollywood has to play the game. Anybody in Hollywood who does not play the game, who comes out to be a conservative, loses their career, flat out. Loses their career and is now being attacked for being a conservative. That's a fact. Look how many people have lost their jobs in Hollywood and lost their careers because they came out and spoke the truth. You know you're over the target and your words have meaning of when things like that happen and they come after you. They can't debate the issue. They can't defend their points and simply go after you and try to label you with one word, one phrase. Shut you down. You're an anti-Semite. You hate Jews. I didn't say that. No, I don't hate Jewish people. I got nothing against Jewish people. Not a thing. I know Jewish people. They're very nice. They don't want to control anything. They're just normal Jewish people that work in the medical industry or something. You know, they're not powerful. They're just normal working class people that happen to be of Jewish heritage. They're not like the people I'm talking about here. So Dave Chappelle now has a bullseye on his forehead here. He's now being called an anti-Semite, and I assume he's going to be banned from Saturday Night Live forever. And now they're going to try to destroy his career. That's what they do. That's what they do. Ruin your career to shut you up, to make sure they send a message to everybody else. Yes, we control it all, but keep your mouth shut about it. We can't advertise this fact. We don't want you to advertise the fact. Yes, we do, but we don't want you to tell everybody, because maybe at some point in time, the people will realize, wait a minute, we really don't have a free voice in this country at all. We really don't. We don't have a free voice because some ruling class here, this Jewish class, is controlling everything. So we really don't have a viewpoint. They control everything. We can't let the people know this stuff. So if we find certain people, we go after and shut them down and ruin their careers to send a message to the others in Hollywood who may come forward and keep their mouths shut, or we'll ruin your economics also. How would you like that? We'll destroy your economics. Or if that doesn't work, maybe we'll just take you out. You'll have a little accident. Sudden adult death syndrome or something will happen to you. Or your car just blows up on a road one day. I don't know what happened there. It must have been a bad fuel line. Yeah, bad fuel line. The engine is way over here. Yeah. The seat has gone through the roof. Yeah, it was a fuel line probably. Yeah, not a bomb, just a fuel line. Interesting stuff there. But I just thought I'd bring that little light side of Dave Chappelle. I think he got the best of him. I think he, he's a black man. I guess he has more rights to say whatever he wants to say, more so than I do myself. I could never say that. I mean, I could say it, but he's black, and so he can use that in his favor, just saying, I'm a black man telling you this, so you can't come after me about that. You know, it's not going to happen. So interesting there. Let's talk about something else here. I'm down here in the area, the neck of the woods of Disney. I am not a Disney fan. I've been to Disney one time in my life. I'm going to say 15 years ago. Wife came and we came down here for a trip somewhere, and she said, I want to go to do this Epcot Center, and I want to go to Disney. Can we go? And I said, okay, we'll go. It was pretty expensive back then. It's even more so now. And I didn't have a good time. I just went along for the ride, and she could tell I wasn't having fun. And I think she even said later on, you know, it's really overhyped, isn't it? Yeah. But it's not economical. It's not an economical vacation for a family. But they've been getting killed in the stock market here. They're getting killed 20% down in the value of their stock here. And they're finally realizing here this CEO by the name of Bob Chapek is driving the company into the ground. So much that the board of directors got together and said, you're out of here. Get your candy ass out of here. You're done. So they bring back this other CEO they had before, Bob Iger. I think it's pronounced Bob Iger. They bring him back into the loop, and he's going to come back, and he's going to make it all good now. It's going to make it all good for Disney here. Which is, he came back, said, yeah, I'll take it back. I'll take the challenge. I'll restore Disney, you know, to what it should be. Basically saying that Bob Chapek has destroyed or has killed the soul of the company. And I'd have to agree. They forgot their mission statement. Your mission statement is entertainment, entertaining children. That's your mission statement. That's what Disney has always been for me. And somewhere along the way, Disney CEO, ex-CEO Bob Chapek, who's driving the company in the ground, had gone woke. Had gone totally LGBTQ plus and woke. And if you go woke, you go broke. And I'm glad to see that people like myself stood up and said, you know what? I don't need you. I want my kids to be entertained. When I come to your parks, your facilities, I want you to entertain my kids, give them a great time. I don't want you to indoctrinate them. I don't want you to brainwash them. I don't want you to sexualize them. I want you just to entertain them with rides and Disney characters and stop making your characters bisexual or total gay. Can you do that? No, you can't do that. Which had me wondering, what does it take for somebody like Bob Chapek? What does it take for somebody like Bob Chapek to go in this direction so far away from the mission statement to take on pro-LGBTQ plus woke? What does it take for somebody like that to disregard his own mission statement and go this one liberal, progressive, liberal, radicalized liberal agenda? What does it take? And I came to two conclusions, two reasons why. Bob Chapek has come out of the closet, and he's a homosexual, and he's saying, you know, I've been living a lie my whole life. Somebody got to him and said, hey, come out of the closet, be proud. You know, we got a whole month for you now. What, Pride Month in June? You take a whole month. Come out of the closet, and you're in a position now with your power, your money, your parks, to have an impact and help the agenda. I've always talked about children being the future. Children are our future. I forget the song from Whitney Houston, Children Are Our Future. Let them lead the way. What a great opportunity to brainwash the children, indoctrinate the children, sexualize the children, confuse the children. And you can do it through your Disney characters. You could do it through your theme parks. What a great opportunity we have here. It was either something like that, or number two is you have a family member or several family members who have come out to say they are now homosexuals. And so you're doing the agenda for them. But again, you've disregarded your mission statement. Your mission statement was entertaining the children. That's it. Bottom line, entertain the children, give them a great experience. Disney grows. Can you imagine if Bob Chapek hadn't done this? Disney would be, well, it wouldn't have lost any money, 20% of value. It would have grown 20% value or more. But again, sticking with the agenda. And finally, the board members for Disney saying, we've had enough of you. You're out of here. Bob Chapek, goodbye. Bob Iger or Iger, you're coming back into the loop here. And so rebuild the trademark of Disney here. Let's see what he does. We'll see what happens here. Disney is announcing upcoming layoffs. hiring freezes. They're cutting all their costs internal. A memo was released before Bob Chapek left. They're going to do all these things here. I don't know if that's going to change now under Bob Iger. But there's not going to be Christmas for a lot of people with all these changes because the value of the stock is going down. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. Interesting, interesting times here with Disney. I would actually be okay with Disney just disappearing personally. You know, they're coming up on 100 years of wonder. I think it's their March. March is a big thing they're going to have out here. 100 years of Disney, the 100 years of wonder in Disney here. But, you know, 95 years of that has been wonder. But you've had 5 years of woke, the damage done to your company, your trademark. And I'm not sure they can repair that. I'm not sure people are going to forget this. I don't know. We'll see. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to James in Vancouver. Welcome, James.
Oh, yeah. Good evening. I was wondering, have you ever heard of the book Me, the Mob, and Music by Tommy James?
No, I have not. I have not.
All right. So if you go to YouTube, he does interviews about his life in music. And and again, the title of the book is Me, the Mob, and Music. But then you push in YouTube after that, and it'll get you to a whole bunch of interviews where he explains his story about how he got famous and the people he had to make deals with, and how he got double-crossed in some of the deals. But then eventually he got paid, and I think it's quite an interesting thing to check out. And do you know the story about Creedence Clearwater Revival?
I don't think
okay.
so.
No. All right. So when they signed with their agent, there was no sunset clause in the contract, and he ended up the band ended up getting bought. Body and soul, and so there was clauses in the contract that says, and for any creations you do henceforth that have that kind of sound, you got to pay us back a certain amount of money, see. And so when he did that that album after he left Creedence, they sued him for that. So there's a whole litany of examples over the many decades since, say, W.C. Handy up until the present day, how people got messed up on deals. So this is, I think, a certain aspect that maybe a lot of people don't know about. I mean, they go see their entertainer and they say, oh, yeah, he's great, he's great. And the guy's literally a slave.
Right.
So anyway, there it is.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Thanks, James. Appreciate that. Before I get a next call in here, I was looking up some other things here. This is kind of interesting. I'm not sure how long this has been in effect, but Disney has gay and lesbian cruises. Gay and lesbian cruises, yes, several per year, but they do not have one singles cruise for young people. And I've never gone on a cruise by myself. But you think they might have a singles cruise. Maybe people want to meet other people. Maybe you might want to do that. You know, do you remember the movie, the show Love Boat? But they do. They have Disney has several per year gay and lesbian cruises, but not one singles cruise. You know, the gay Love Boat with Captain Steubing here, Julie, Doc, Isaac, and Gopher. Yeah, sounds like a blast, doesn't it? The gay cruise. Our movie tonight is The Crying Game and Brokeback Mountain. Later in the week, we'll have RuPaul's Drag Queen Competition. Yes, sounds like the Disney gay and lesbian cruises sound like a blast. Yeah. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Tom in Utah. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, I was talking about you earlier today.
Yeah, I know. Your check is in the mail for all the PSAs. I said, wait
so
a minute.
So we're not crazy, Tom. We're not crazy. This is a possibility. These cheap turkeys, they could have done this.
Not only could have, but did. They do it. It's not a new trick.
Yeah.
And by the way, reverse psychology works very good. If we tell you that the turkeys are going to be short supplied, and then you spot one in the store, you're going to buy it. You maybe buy two or three. So we
hey, Tom, I think I hear I think I hear a commercial in the background. Sam, we got a commercial running?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead and cut that, please. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I'll hold my breath.
No, no, you're good. You're good. Keep going.
No, you know, Norbest Turkey here in Utah, they do not love me. Because on a couple of occasions, their pullets have been in an unusual event of die-off. And, of course, I have connections down there with my old veterinary pathology associates. And they passed the word to me that the turkeys are going down. And then, I, of course, I went away right away to the Utah State Department of Health and let Dr. Nichols know that there was a problem. You know, I say, hey, Dr. Nichols, you got a problem. You're going to have these birds, the surviving birds, show up and bring this pathogen into the home. And the mother is going to handle that bird, get infected, then put her breast in the mouth of her baby and pass that pathogen, you know, either RSV or H2N3, whatever,
right,
to her infant. And the infant will be the victim. So I left that information with Dr. Nichols the one time. I'm trying to remember, was it 97? I'm not sure, the last time. Anyway, I walked out of the room and left him with that information. A couple of days, he called me back and he says, Tom, would you mind going up to the legislature and petition the legislature for about $6 million buffer for the medical industry? And I said, well, why don't you do it? And he said, well, they'll cut my throat. And he said, you've already had your throat cut, so you don't have anything to lose. So I literally went up to the state capitol, and in the finance committee meeting, interim, I told them that we needed to earmark $6 million for the medical community in Utah. And they, of course, the legislature wants to know why. And I said, well, right now we have a high number of pullet die-offs in the turkey industry and in the poultry industry. It doesn't matter which bird. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they gave the $6 million tab to us. But at the same time, I forgot that that whole committee meeting was televised, and anybody who wanted to was watching it. And from that point on, my life turned to hell, because the turkey industry, especially when I went down to BYU and was you know, sharing the problem with my fellows at BYU, I mean, there were people coming out of the agricultural colleges, and they were ready to punch me out. How dare you, you know, produce any bad publicity for our product?
Right.
But
right.
I said, well, you know, I don't care about people buying your product. If you're going to buy it, you need to follow medical protocols.
Yeah.
Which is what? Don't handle a bloody cadaver. You know, act as if you're in the pathology lab or in the surgical theater. Put your gloves
on. I would have never come up with this theory and call you on the phone had I not remembered, like I said, the avian bird flu is supposedly wiping out a good portion, the percentage of turkeys this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the buildup to the story that you're not going to have turkey this year. And then suddenly just the opposite happened. And then I started thinking about it. Could they actually pass off this messenger RNA, could they put it into the flesh of the turkey and then get it on the tables of American people? And we'd all consume messenger RNA through our turkey this year, and maybe through Christmas time also or whatever. But to hit a good portion of the population who eats turkey, what a great opportunity through the evil plans of an evil mind here. Let's introduce it through the food chain, a protein food chain everybody's going to enjoy. Probably 95% people eat, maybe 95% people probably enjoy a turkey on Thanksgiving.
Or if they don't have the money for a turkey, they'll have a chicken. It doesn't matter. Either one are the same, you know, same, how to say, happy vector for these same pathogens that are.
Yeah. But there was no excuse for saying that they wouldn't have the quantity this year. It would be overpriced if you wanted to buy one. And then suddenly it was just the opposite. They told us they wiped out millions and millions and millions of turkeys, but yet the price was at the grocery store was 89 cents a pound or less. It doesn't match. Yes. It doesn't match. See, that's why I came up with the idea. Is it possible that these evil people could do this? They held back these turkeys. They simply injected the messenger RNA in them, and then they put them on our, you know, out there and in the grocery stores.
When I first went into medicine, I entered in through veterinary pathology, and of course that was my job, going through all the flocks and herds of northern and central Utah, and injecting them. And the pathologist, the veterinary pathologist, he doesn't know what's in that vial. They can give you any vial that they want to, and you're just in your trust. You know, I was very proud to work in that industry. I wanted to be in an industry that brought blessings to humanity. Well, healthy animals in the food supply, that's important. So yeah. I was very happy to be a student. But after a bit, you know, you begin to see, well, wait a minute, the same pathogen that is affecting turkey pullets, you know, the baby turkeys, shows up in the babies at Utah Valley Hospital, right? And in fact, I had to go to Utah Valley, like, you know, and prepare the staff and the facilities for the onslaught of babies that would be showing up. Yeah. You know, with that $6 million backup from the legislature. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, DNA, RNA, protein, they're durable molecules, right? They're durable. Now, you have two classes of molecules in this animal flesh. You have the thermophilic, or aphobic, I should say, and thermoduric. You know, durable means it's tough, it doesn't break down. But the thermophilic, or thermophobic, like the bacteria and the parasites, you put a little bit of heat on them, like, you know, 118 degrees or more, they begin to explode because the water pressure inside them causes their bodies to burst. But that is not true of the DNA or the protein structures. So the proteins or the DNA in that protein endure cooking. That's a little disturbing. So, exactly. And that's why you have, if the liver's not breaking down those protein structures, right, which the DNA presents as its expression, that's the trigger for all of your autoimmune diseases. Mm-hmm. Because your body's made of the same structures. When you bring that foreign structure in, like a foreign heart, what does your body want to do with that foreign heart?
Reject it, yeah.
It wants to reject it.
Right, right.
Well, that's an indication that you got shunting or bypass in your liver. So if
exactly.
you know, we've got away with eating the protein of the animal because our liver's been protecting us. But as you get older or you've had some insult,
Tom, I hear my music. Hold that thought. I'll come right back to you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
With his experience as a pathologist here, talking about these turkeys here and getting this poison, this messenger RNA into our protein food sources. And a little theory I had with the turkeys coming up so cheap after we were told they would be out of circulation here. They were all infected with avian bird flu, so they destroyed them all for some reason. Evidently, it didn't happen. Something didn't turn out right because we had plenty of turkeys out there and the price was very, very reasonable this year. And then I came up with a theory. Is it possible, when I called Tom up, is it possible to have injected these turkeys with messenger RNA to get it into our food systems here, our channels, and get it into our bodies? Could they do this? Could these evil people have come up with this idea to use a holiday here to simply get this poison into our bodies? I don't think it's too far-fetched. I think these are very evil people. And if these people are still continuing to push a shot that's not about health, well, clearly not about health. And so if it's not about health, what's it about? Well, depopulation. So That's the reason I came up with that little theory, but I could be wrong, but it just seems to me we shouldn't have had all these turkeys, abundant turkeys, and the price had been so cheap. And as Tom said, you can't cook this stuff out. It's not like a pathogen. It's not like pathogen here. You can just cook out with high temperatures and kill the bacteria. You can't do that. It goes into your turkey and stays in your turkey. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, the two durable molecules is your DNA and then also memory molecules. Both of them are thermoduric. And the reason I say that, how long do you maintain your DNA? 70, 80, 90 years, 100, however long you live.
Yeah.
And it stays pretty much intact. Of course, it's being replicated along the way. But on the other hand, what about your memory? Can you remember anything from, 50 years back? How did that happen? That memory molecule is durable, too. I'm just making that comparison. There are so many parts of the body that are not denatured or decomposed by heat, and unless you cremate the body. That's probably the only way you get rid of everything.
Yeah.
The same thing with that turkey. So you're going to get the DNA or the RNA that's either in that turkey naturally or that was put into it.
Right.
And of course, I want to dispel one kind of fear. You don't need protein. What you need is the amino acids that your body puts together as protein, like the cow. The cow doesn't pull into McDonald's and eat a hamburger for protein. It eats the garden produce that has all the amino acids necessary, and then that cow's liver and its bone marrow and its, chemistry puts together these simple, clean, pure amino acids into a simple, clean protein or lipoprotein or fat, whatever it needs. So, you don't need to panic if you can't get that protein. But on the other hand, your liver is designed to try to fracture or crack all of that and try to clean it up and then deliver the amino acids to your body.
Right.
It's like a cracking tower. We put a pitch or tar into a cracking tower and it breaks it apart into gasoline, kerosene, diesel, whatever.
Yeah.
And the body is capable of doing that. And of course, we have been programmed by the fast food industry. You got to have your protein. And I hate to say that in front of you, Steve, but the fact is your body is capable of taking the simple amino acids and putting them together appropriate for your body's requirements. So you don't need to panic about that. But on the other hand, this is an insidious act. These people know the science. They own the science.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked in research, I would have to make sure that I didn't offend the grant providers. So, that statement, the figures don't lie, but liars figure.
Right.
And the problem is those liars are figuring. And they want your figure to disappear. Oh, yeah, and make a profit while they're at it.
Of course, of course, of course. Tom, I thank you for your call. Thank you for confirmation of what we talked about. So I'm not crazy. It is a possibility.
No, you're not crazy.
It's a possibility. The evil minds, these people really want to carry on and continue on with their depopulation agenda. So we're going to have to start thinking, how could they do this?
I have to tell you, it's been very hard for me to sit here with my lips. I have to bite my lips to not speak out because, it is dangerous. If you tell the truth, nobody likes the truth. And, of course, even if you tell the truth, people have been so programmed by the perverse incentive industry mm-hmm. that you can't even tell them the truth and have them accept. By the way, right. I'm going to put in a plug for the other work I'm doing. I'm still fighting for this innocent man with fire. By the way, I picked up another domain. Can you remember this one? The Flames of Injustice. Is that hard to remember?
Flames of Injustice. Okay.
flamesofinjustice.com or tominutah.com. That'll work.
Okay.
But anyway.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. You're right. Okay. You're right, right. You're right. You're right.
All right. Well, let's just let's watch and see what happens in the future here. Like I said, if we start seeing more people, especially the vaccinated and boosted, if we start to see a larger kill off, then we'll know that maybe my theory is correct. They got it through their Thanksgiving turkey, possibly.
They have to distribute the infections so people will panic and turn to the vaccine.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, and right now, Steve, we are having a flood of children ill. Yep. And now what vaccine are they pushing?
Well, they haven't perfected. Actually, I think it's going to be released here soon. They're looking for emergency use authorization, but there is no vaccine for RSV right now, to my knowledge.
No, but your child is going to be infected with RSV, and you're going to say, "Oh, maybe it's COVID."
Yeah.
It will be misnomered. It will be conjured into being the COVID.
Got it.
And then you'll run to save your children if you haven't become smart. So they have to pull this off. We've been programmed before, but when your kids start getting sick, you're going to panic.
Yeah, that's true. That happens all the time. All right, Tom, got to get going here. Got
you saw
calls.
That at Utah Valley.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks again, Tom. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Kathleen in Texas. Welcome, Kathleen.
Hey, Steve. In the meantime, eat, drink, and be merry. And I called in with some telephone numbers, or websites. Mm-hmm. There is a website called uswellnessmeats.com. uswellnessmeats.com. And do you want me to give the toll-free number?
Sure. I'll look at it,
okay.
Too.
877-383-0051. 877-383-0051.
Okay.
This place, the food, all the meat, is, they even have wild caught seafood. Everything is just fabulous, and they, it's all grass fed. They do give the animals at birth a vaccine to stop black leg. Which is something that, you know, well, I don't believe in any vaccines, but anyway, it's about as pure as you can get, and I would recommend the fabulous lamb steaks. Mm. But all their steaks are fabulous. They have whole turkeys, free-range turkeys from South Carolina, and all of the farmers use what they call pasture management. So they don't use any poisons in the pastures, and they also put Dr. Joel Wallach, who's a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. He has docsrecipe.com, Dr. Joel Wallach. So he got all of, you know, in the 50s, got everybody to start putting the minerals and vitamins that all the animals needed in the salt licks. And so that really turned everything around for farm animals. And his research is just great. But anyway, the salt licks in the pasture management, they also put powdered organic apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is they don't have flies, because the flies can smell the apple cider vinegar in on the animals. And so they don't have any fly problem with any of the animals. So that's pretty interesting. But anyway, so that's the one. And then the other one is Organic Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
Farmer owned, and it's all organic and wild pasture raised, and their number is organicprairie.com, mm-hmm. And then their number is 877-662-6328. Again, 877-662-6328. and they have fabulous beef, chicken, pork, turkey, and they're all farmer owned, and the same with the U.S. Wellness Meats. Mm-hmm. So anyway, bon appetit. And also,
that.
I do think that the theory about eating only the Garden of Eden diet, I think that that's also very valid. Mm-hmm. But then Dr. Joel Wallach is 85, mm-hmm. and he says the longest-lived peoples mm-hmm. throughout the world have never seen a fruit, and the only vegetable that they ever have are yams. So they live mm-hmm. on the meat of their animals right. and the eggs and so on. So, mm-hmm. and then Dr. Lorraine Day, who goes for the Garden of Eden, she's 85 mm-hmm. also. So,
right. Right.
So whichever you're going to pick. And then there's this show on in Texas Saturday mornings called Kinder Outdoor Show. Mm-hmm. And they, the guy always says a prayer to Jesus Christ and mm-hmm. everything, but at the end, he always says, Genesis 12, eat anything that moves. Anything that moves, and that's really in the Bible, anything that moves. And he always
starting
says
to sound
that.
Like Ted Nugent there, kill it and grill it, you know.
Yeah, right. But it is pretty funny. And then that show is wonderful because they're all about hunters and keeping the environment safe for the animals. And anyway, it's a great show. Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's coming around the corner, isn't it? Yeah.
You'll have a good turkey.
Thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to spend as much as I did last year. Zilch. Like I said, I don't... if I need it, I buy it through the year. I don't wait till Christmas to buy anything, and just that's my way my wife feels too. They're not making money off of me. I think this is going to be a very poor retail year, no doubt about it. It's going to be a very, very, very poor retail year. We will probably see a lot of closures in the new year. This inflation thing is not going away. It's going to get worse. When are they actually going to realize it, actually call it for what it really is? This is inflation. Oh, inflation's good. No, it's not good. Your money, your dollar is worth less. You have to pay more to buy what you need. That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing for the economy. But so much of that won't be able to be passed off to the consumer. So expect quite a few industries to say, you know what, we're laying off people as a starter to see if it comes back the economy. But if not, we simply close our doors. And that's into that. I know a lot of retail around here. I think Kohl's is on the verge of going out of business. They're looking for a buyer right now. Walmart's closing stores around the country. Again, Target is also closing down a lot of stores, not productive stores, I guess they call it that. They're trying to put a good positive spin on it. They just weren't as productive. But the bottom line is people don't have the money to spend. You know, this is where people are going out now to thrift stores to buy stuff. That's pretty sad. But I guess that's the right now. That's what's going to happen. They don't have the disposable income. They just don't have the disposable income anymore. It's been chewed up by inflation and gas prices, food prices, and they just don't have the money they used to. So they are worse off under the Biden administration. So this is going to be ugly, an ugly, ugly retail year, ugly. Again, we're open phone lines here, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. I want to talk about this here because I talked about it a while back. It kind of went off the radar. I asked Dr. Peter McCullough this. He didn't answer. He didn't answer at the time. I'm not sure if he was just sizing me up. He was worried I might have been a government agent provocateur or whatever. But he could probably tell, because I did interview him once before as a co-host kind of with John Twitchell on his program. It was AM radio and out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And, you know, he didn't know me from Adam, but, you know, he knew my background. At least I told my background of medicine here, 28 years at the time. And so I started throwing questions at him. And again, the first question I asked him basically to clarify, there is no such thing as an asymptomatic spreader. And he said, yes, there is not. So thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's talk about the blood supply. That's where we're going to go next when we come back to the short commercial break. The blood supply, is it safe? Doesn't look like it. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Talk about this unvaccinated blood banks. I don't know if you heard much about this here. Evidently, I was correct in asking the question. I didn't get an answer. I didn't get a straight answer. But since then, I've done a lot of research, and it appears I've found several universities now evidently investigating this and now researching it to say, yeah, it looks like the vaccinated are contaminating the blood supply here. Just like they did in the AIDS back in the 1980 here. We got a problem here. in that this spike protein is being donated through the blood transfusions and these transfusion centers here. You see them at Walmart. Walmart's got these, they call them the big red bus. Big red bus. Here, oh, there's the big red bus. And if you go in there and you give them a unit or so, they give you a $20 gift card to the Walmart that's right there up the street, up next to it. But that was the first thing I started thinking about. Is our blood supply and the spike protein, is it being passed off into the blood? And I do believe I was right to ask that question, and I think that's exactly what's happening here. So now that they're talking about having unvaccinated blood banks, which to me, that tells you one thing. What? That tells you that the blood banks are contaminated with this messenger RNA that comes from the vaccinated donating their blood. So that's something to be thinking about, unvaccinated blood banks. If you have a chance and you know a selective elective surgery is coming up soon, yourself personally, I would think about donating my own blood, storing it, and having it available for the surgery itself. If that's not the situation, that's a great situation. That's what I would do. Or definitely know your blood type and what's compatible, and go to one of these unvaccinated blood banks here. This is where money's going to be made. I can tell you this is a gold mine right here. Unvaccinated blood banks. Let's hope they have some tight security on this stuff. Unlike what they did with the AIDS back in the days of the 1980s. But I think this is a great idea. I think this may be the wave of the future for us. Also looking to participating and being part of a parallel society. I think that's where we're going to have to go with this. We're going to have to associate and only work with and do business with people of like-minded thinking, and that would be living in a parallel society here. We're going to cut out government. We don't need you. We don't need you. You're too big, you're inefficient, and you're trying to hurt us. You're trying to kill us. So guess what? Don't want you, don't need you. Something to think about here. Another article I picked up here the other day is called VAIDS. Vaccine AIDS is rising. This is a vaccine-acquired immunodeficiency syndrome that's caused by the COVID shots. There you go. Breaking down your immune system where you're more vulnerable now to pick up this or that as far as pathogens goes. We're seeing an increase in flu cases early this year, much earlier than last year, and I can only attribute that to is that a weakened immune system over time, the last 2 years of taking shots, and boosters has finally brought down your immune system, and now you're more vulnerable to pick up what? The flu! My God, here we go. We got the season, the sugar, the alcohol, lack of sleep. Here we go. We got all the perfect ingredients to weakening the immune system on top of your COVID shots and boosters. Now you're going to get illness much earlier. There you go. By the way, I got a special guest on Monday, the National Intel Report. Special guest. We're going to be going A through Z here. Everything you want to know about CBD. I finally got an expert. Took me 3 years to do it. Going to have her on the show. Two full hours. Jamie Treadwell on the National Intel Report. There's our music. And again, also tomorrow night, second hour, Mr. Ron McDonald. Second hour, National Intel Report. Thank you for listening. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. We will talk again. Good night.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.